that the very soft would stand to them like this. Hoyser shalom. Let's say you have a korum uksasa is made from skin. Halacha is if it's dirty on Shabbos. They say clearly, neisun olei mayim. You're allowed to put water on it to clean it off. Acha tichl until the dirt goes away. So chori even on soft skin, it's not a bar kibbutzu. On Shabbos, you're allowed to wash it off on Shabbos. Gemara says, Elam Arab Rabba says like this, Kol kibbus, the less like kiskus, loish me kibbus. And I tell you, by skin, if the kibbus is only if you rub it, you have to like rub the two sides of the skin together. That's called the maisa kibbus. This would be also on Shabbos. But just to pour water over the skin on Shabbos, that's not called the kibbus. That's not so. Even on soft skin, if you do not make a kiskus, if you do not rub it together, there'll be no risk. That's not called kibbus. So it says, Rashi said, Zimnin Sagin Hevekim Nekayim the Rav. I was once walking in front of Rav on Shabbos, V'shachshichili Misanoi B'mayim, and my like shoes went through water. So it's mashma shich shuchin. He just like push his shoes through the water. But kibbutz is also. So that's like we're saying now. If you don't rub the skin together, there's no risk of kibbutz. Kibbutz is only if you rub it together, rub one against the other. But just time to put your shoes through the water, that would be mutter. So the Gemara says, let's see. Iberakin, if we're talking about soft skin, or kedivri akur, this goes according to everybody, that by soft skin, there'd be no issa unless you really rub it together. Ibekashin, but it's talking about hard skin, so then it's mashmo, hard skin, even by either is a kibbus, or kacherim, and achlam, that goes according to kacherim, as the kacherim say there is an issa kibbus by even hard skin, and achnami, by rubbing it together. Shredigamari hochi so beginami, even by begin and Shabbos also. If you're telling me now that you say that kibbutz is only if you rub it together, but just soaking it in water, putting it in water is no issa kibbutz, it's even on clothing also. How can we have before, if you have dirt on your clothing, you're not allowed to just pour water over it. Only on skin you're allowed to pour water. But on a begin not, the question is why not? If the issa kibbutz is only by scrubbing it, so why should there be an issa even on a begin? So more says in Echnaim, if you say this, beged, shriyosai zuiki busai, that by beged, by soft clothing, just soaking it, putting it into water, that is a kibbutz, and a chanami. By skin, that's harder, even soft skin. There, the is a kibbutz is only by rubbing it. Just putting it into water, pouring water over it, is mutter on Shabbos. But a beged, soft clothing, that everybody agrees, that shriyosai, just soaking it, pouring water over it, that's also midiraisa. Is there kibusei? The frat for sure if it's dirty. If it's dirty and you're pouring the water over to clean it, everybody agrees that would be awesome. Morris says, Rovo litaime. We have parentheses here. The Yomar Rovo says, Zorak sudo lamayim chayiv on Shabbos. If you throw a piece of cloth into water, you chayiv. There's nisa kibus on this on Shabbos. Even though you don't rub it, just throwing it into water is nisa kibus. Zarak pishtum lamayim. If you throw a flax seed, a seed of flax into water on Shabbos, also chayiv. We'll soon see what the chayiv is. So it says bishleima suder of a kibbutz. Bishleima, I understand. If you throw the cloth into water, there's an issa d'oraisa on Shabbos mishum kibbutz. Elazera pishtin my timer. What's wrong with throwing a seed of flax? What's wrong with throwing a seed of flax into the water on Shabbos? Vechita, maybe you want to tell me, Mishum de Mekadeach, Rashi says, Sameach b'mayim, because it's growing, it starts to grow in the water, and that's called like Zeriya, like planting, for the Moriachi, so, Chit to the Sarinami, why does it only say a flax seed, even by wheat and barley, should also be the same way? So Moriachi says, but the answer is, Hanech Islu Riri, these things have Riri. So Rashi learns, Zera pishtim b'mayim, if you put the flax seed into water, nafig riri minei, like some type of riri, like juice comes out of it, or medavki adod, and it sticks together. And that's like an isser of lash. You're making things stick together on Shabbos. shlochim nami. Hu adin, if you put in water shlochim, Rashi says shlochim means skin that wasn't worked over yet. If you put it into water also, some juice comes out of it and it sticks together. So even shlochim also, raw pieces of skin, should also be also on Shabbos to throw it into the water. So my answer is, Hosom covered lisha. The answer is, not just time that juice is coming out of the piston, but the type of juice that comes out of it that sticks together, clops together. So it looks like lisha. It looks like you're making the pieces come together. So only a zera piston is also to throw it into the water on Shabbos. While shaking the shlochim, these pieces of skin, even though some juice comes out of it, but there's no issa. As the Gemara says, Dorash Rovo. Rovo made a drasha and said, Mutel Chabes Mano B'Shabbos. You're allowed to wash your shoe on Shabbos. Omele Rapop L'Rovo. I've Omer V'Kiv Rashi. Zimnes Agin Havikim Nekayim Adirav. V'Shachshichili Mesanev Amaya. And his shoes went through the water on Shabbos. Tatsmashmo Shich Shachin. Just to put the shoe through the water is Mutel. Ava Kibus Loi. But to really wash it, which would mean to scrub it, to rub it together, that would be also. So says true, Hada Uki Rav Amar Ralei, later Rav put Amarayim here, the Darshan, he said like this, that Vorm Shemati Lefnechem, the words that I said to you, Shino, Toyitzen Biyod, it's a mistake, and rather should be Baram Kach Omru, this is the way it should be said over, that Shich Shuch Muta, if you have skin on Shabbos, just to put it through the water, that's Muta. But kibbutz also, enechanami, on skin, if you make a real kibbutz, if you'd rub it together, that would be nisidi raisa. We hold on skin, it's also shach kibbutz. Just pouring water over it, or putting it through the water, that's mutter. That's still the difference between skin and a beged. A regular beged, just putting it through the water, is also. But over here, it's mutter. Now it says, nemishnah, kibbutz b'mokam kodush. Anytime the dam of the chatas goes on a beged, you have to wash off the mokum of the dam, but it has to be done, the mokum kodesh, it has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So, minor and emil, how do we know this from? The Torah Rabbanim, when I'm like this, the Pesuk says, techabes mokum kodesh. So clearly, that the kibbutz, the washing off of the dam of the chatas, has to be done, the mokum kodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, shviras kli cheris minayin, how do we know this also has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash? Again, when you cook up kachim and the kli cheris, so after the parsha of kibbutz, then it says you should break the kli cheris. So how do we know this also? The Mor says, Tamlam, the Pesuk says, U kli cheris asesh ashet vushaboy yishover. So mashma, right after this washing the clothing in the Mokum Kodesh, it also says if you cook up kachim in the kli cheris, you have to break it. Vaita mariku shtitul v'kli necheshish minayin. How do we know that if you cook up the kachim in a metal kli, then the way you make it kosher is you have to make a special marika shtif, you have to wash it out well first. Tam Lev, the Pesuk says, V'yim b'chli nechoshes b'sholo ulmorek v'shut of amayim. The kli Pesuk that says you have the special mitzvah to wash it out nicely. In other words, here, marika shtif for the chiddush is even after you make a hechsher, even after you kosher it, still you have to soak it in cold water. So that's the special posik that says it. And Mokum Kodesh goes back to all three of them. Then the Mishnah says, Zechoymer b'chatis, this is a special chumro by chatis, that the dam chatis, if it goes on the beged, is throwing kibbutz. For the moment, the question, v'su leka, is there nothing special about the dam of a korban chatis, the korban chatis, I have l'ikar, shenichnas dom l'fman l'fnin, that if you take the blood of a korban chatis, and bring it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it becomes psul. The special psul by Korban Chatas. Gemara says, "Bechatas hachitz." That gitter should be domo lefnim bechatas hachitzayno. Shem nichnas domo lefnayim lefnim psula. So lechura is a special chumri here by the dam of the chatas. We bring it lefnim and becomes psul. Chakam a mishnah only says kibbutz. There are other things also. So the Gemara answers, "I'll tell you our mishnah. Krebe kiva. Our mishnah is a krebe kiva. The yom that he says." It's not only the dam of the korban chatis. Any dam of any korban, if you bring the dam into the heichol for the purpose of the chaper, it also becomes possible. So Chumoyas again, שכי מחפן אחרי דקריסיס, שאתה נשנה שזה סדר, זה חומר דחתיס, שאתה מחפן אחרי דקריסיס, עובר דקרבונס. זאת אומרת, שזה דחתיס השמיע סקריל? No, by the חתיס of השמיע סקריל, there's no אחרי דקריסיס here. See, the חתיס not מחפן אחרי דקריסיס. Later, the more he is. I is the חומר of every חתיס, even the חתיס of השמיע סקריל, that שכי נטוין אבא מתונס, that you have to make like four zrikis. Smor says Krevi Shmuel, the Yoma Kol Dom and Tunim Dalam Matonis, Adala Kronis, that our Mishnah says Krevi Shmuel, there's not only a Korban Chatis that needs Dalad Zrikas in all four corners, but Kol Domim, he holds. So, Slav Dalka Vechatis, any Kurdish Kadoshim, a Noel according to him would also need four separate Zrikas. Therefore, the only Chumra Vechatis is that it's Dam is throwing kibbutz. For the more of the time, let's say according to your kasha, according to what you're asking though, yika keren, or yika etzpa, have other there are special halachas about a korban chatis that has to be mamash on the keren that has to be, and other ones are done lamata from the chutz asikra, either the etzpa, the keren has to put his finger into it, the yika chud that has to be mamash at the point, the ela, that the answer is, our mishnah is, Chad mitreit los the chumri nokit enochanami. Amad there are a few chumris that a korban chatis has other korbanos, but the Mishnah only means to say one of them. Mishnah is only saying one of the three. One of the three is this chumra that the dam of a korban chatis that goes on a beged, it's torn kibbutz. You have to wash off the mokum of dam. Now the Mishnah says beged sheyotza chutz lekloyim. Let's say you have a beged. Rashi says it means that dam of chatis went on it, and there's a mitzvah to wash it off. And now you took the old beged outside the azara, and the mitzvah of kibbutz is inside the azara. So what do you do now? Tenechnami. It says clearly the Mishnah nichnas. You have to bring the whole beged back inside again. Or mechas to the makom kodesh. You have to wash it off in the Beis Hamikdash. What's going to be nitma chutz l'kloyim? When you took this beged outside the Beis Hamikdash, it became tamei. So now, you're not allowed to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. You can't bring Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. But still there's a mitzvah to wash off the dam in the Beis HaMikdash. So what do you do? The Mishnah says, Kareya, you rip the beged, Nichnas, bring it in, Umechapsa, the Makom Kodesh, and you can wash it inside. So Rashi says, Kareya means you rip the beged, Vitoya mitumah, and the Tumah goes off it. And therefore, you're allowed to bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash and wash it there. By ripping the beged, you take off the tum of the beged. And we'll see, you have to rip it berubai. If you rip most of it, that takes off the tum. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be kli cheres? Let's say you cooked up kachem in the kli cheres. So you have before, it's a mitzvah to break it. The mokum kodesh. Shiyot v'chutz v'kloim. You took the kli cheres, you took the kli outside the Beis HaMikdash. The locher is nichnas v'shoivrayim. You have to bring it back in again and break it for mokum kodesh. What's going to be when you took it outside nitmo? The kli cheres became tamei, and now you have a mitzvah to break it, but you can't bring it in. So locher is a nitma chutz l'klum became tamei outside. So yetzer is meikvay. You have to make a hole to be metayed this kli cheres, break a hole in it, and then benichtas, bring it inside the Beis HaMikdash for shabbat v'makom kodesh, and then you can break it in the Beis HaMikdash. So this first halach of meikvay means make a hole through it. There's a shear of a sharis cotton that we'll see. That's the shear from the tire of the beged, the tire of the klicheris, and then you bring it in and you break it in the makom kodesh. What's going to be clean achoshes shiyot the chutz l'kloyim? After you cooked up kodesh from the klicheris and you went outside, so then is nichnas, bring it back in again, or morkoi v'shoytvay, kasher it and then wash it out the makom kodesh. What's going to be nitma chutz l'kloyim? Let's say the klicheris became tamei outside the Beis HaMikdash. The locher is a poichsoi, means make a big hole, and a kli, and a metal kli is not enough a small hole like a kli cheres. Here it says poichsoi, you have to make a bigger hole. By making a bigger hole in the kli, that's the way you mitire the kli. And then after the kli is tor, the nichnas, bring it back into the Beis HaMikdash, or mokar v'shot of mokum kodesh, be able to kasher it and wash it out in the Beis HaMikdash. All right, a turnover. We'll continue on the other side. So now the Gemara asks, Maskiv lo Ravina. Ravina asks the question, Kareya beged, Kareya, what are you saying? If the Begid was outside, it went outside, and it became Tomei, and it has the Damachatis on it, so Lechuri, you have a mitzvah to bring it in and wash it, but it's Tomei, you can't bring it in. The answer is to rip the Begid. If you rip the Begid, that takes off the Tumah, and then you can bring it back in again. And there you wash it off. So Marius, Begid Omer Rachmona, V'hai, V'lav Begidu, and the Torah gives a mitzvah to wash off a Begid. And Lechuri, here, once you broke it, you ripped it, it's not called a beggar anymore. So there should be no more mitzvah to wash it off. So Marin says no to Mishaya Bo Kidei Maforis, that you still left over part to make an apron out of it. And Rashi says, you take a ripped it straight across, rove it. You went straight across, rove with the beggar. Therefore the beggar becomes tall. But you didn't rip it completely, the leftover piece is still wide enough to make an apron out of it. So therefore it's still called a beggar because you could sew it back together again. So Begid it's called, therefore there's still a mitzvah to wash it for Makom Kodesh. So the Gemara Eini is not that way. V'omer Rafuna, Loishon v'lish loishayibo k'day maforos. Avoshayibo k'day maforos, chibur heavy. It's still called the chibur. So Rashi says, this is the Gemara in Chulin, that when do we say the talis, the tumah goes off it, when you start to rip it, only if you do not leave over k'day maforos. But the leftover k'day maforos, this much of a shear, the tumah does not go off it. So how could you tell me now, Mishnah, that you have to rip the begid, take the tumah off, that you left over a shear k'day maforos, and that's why it's still called the begid, v'ilchus kibbus. I, if so, we learned the Gemara over right up in Chulim, that it still remains tov tummy also. That Omer Afuna, l'shona, when does the begid become tov, el shloy shay bo k'day maforos? Ah, v'shay bo k'day maforos, kibbus heavy. It's called a chibum. That's still tummy. So it doesn't help you. You can't get the tumor off unless you break it to be a beggar. Then there should be no more mitzvah chibus. So my instinct, I tell you, midi rabbi.